We welcome you again to our Bible teachings. And in this first series of teachings for 2021, we will be looking at spiritual fruitfulness. Happy New Year, and may the Lord bless you this year and truly enable you to be fruitful in an abundant way. So this will be our part one of this series of teachings on spiritual fruitfulness. I strongly believe that every one of us want to be fruitful. We want to bear fruit, not only fruit, but abundant fruits. It doesn't matter what has been your experience over the past many years. We strongly believe that things can change. You can be fruitful because you were ordained and you are ordained by the Lord to be fruitful. Let us open our Bibles to John chapter 15. We'll be looking at the secret of spiritual fruitfulness. How can you be fruitful in your service for the Lord and in every other area of your life? John chapter 15, from verse 1. The Lord Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will even be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciple. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friend if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friend, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." Verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." There are a number of things that come out very clearly in this short passage we have read. Starting from verse 16, he said, "We were chosen and appointed to go and bear fruit." Chosen and appointed, ordained by God to go and bear fruit. So, in the heart of the Lord, he desires that we should bear fruit. And when we do that, it facilitates answers to our prayer before the Father.
So it is very, very important for a believer to bear spiritual fruit, to bear fruits. And one of the dangers of not bearing fruit, he said, my father cuts off every branch that does not bear fruit. So we have no choice but to bear fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. So it is very, very important for a believer to bear fruit because he was appointed to bear fruit. It is also very, very important for a believer to bear fruit because he risks being cut off by the Father if he does not bear fruit. So we look here, the secret for bearing spiritual fruit. Let us look at verse 4. He said, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. That's the first secret from this chapter of if you will bear fruit, then you need to abide in the Lord. You need to remain in the Lord. Your relationship with the Lord need to be alive. You need to be attached to the Lord because we are simply branches. If we are cut off, we will not only become barren, we will die spiritually and there will be no fruit produced. So the secret of being fruitful is that we abide in the Lord. We get attached to the Lord. We deepen our relationship with the Lord. We give time, we spend time in the presence of the Lord. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. When you find yourself becoming more and more barren, it is normally an indication that something has started going wrong in your relationship with the Lord. So barrenness in the life of a believer should never be taken lightly. Bearing fruit in winning the lost, bearing fruit in character transformation, and therefore representing the Lord, bearing fruit in the utilizing of the spiritual gift and the talent that God has invested in you in the service of others. If you remain in the Lord, you will bear fruit. But if your relationship with God has been cut off, then it means that barrenness will set in. So fruit is normally an indication that your relationship with the Lord is alive, and lack of fruit is also an indication that something is going wrong in your relationship with the Lord. In verse 5, the Lord Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. So if you remain in the Lord, if you are attached to the Lord, if your relationship with the Lord is fine, it will be evident that fruit will begin to appear in your life. Not only fruit, but much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So what is the Lord telling us here? That if our relationship with him is broken, no matter how much effort we put in, it will be evident that we will not bear fruit, because fruitfulness is the product of our relationship with the Lord. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into fire and burned. So, remaining in the Lord, in some of the teachings we're handling, we're actually looking at the secret for abiding in the Lord, and abiding in the Lord means uprooting certain negative things from your life and having positive things established in your life. pulling out sin, pulling out self, pulling out the world, pulling out all that has to do with falsehood, etc. And then giving time to read the word, giving time to spend time in prayer before God, in spiritual retreat, and giving time even to share the word of God with others. Those are some of the secrets of abiding in the Lord. Remain in the Lord, and the Lord will remain in you. Remain in the Lord, and there will be life that flows out from the Lord and begin to touch your own life. And the impact of that life that comes from the Lord to your own life is that it will be evident outwardly by fruits that you are bearing. Because the secret of fruitfulness is a relationship with the Lord, so that life, the ingredient for fruitfulness, is transferred from the Lord to your own life, and definitely you will begin to produce fruit. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, it is important remaining in the Lord, giving time to the word of God, and then the impact of it will be the fact that you ask whatever you wish. And I strongly believe that one of the things that every one of us wish to have is that we want to be fruitful. Every one of us want to be fruitful. So here, that is one of the reasons why the Lord is linking up asking and receiving to fruitfulness. If you abide in the Lord, you will ask, and then the Lord will give. And part of what the Lord will give you is that the Lord will make you fruitful. Do you want to be fruitful? One secret: abide in the Lord. Remain in the Lord. Let the word of the Lord have a place in your life. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciple. I strongly believe that every one of us want to glorify our Father, and the Lord is saying the secret to glorify the Father is that we bear much fruit, and if we bear much fruit, we actually declare to the world that we are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we bear much fruit, we declare, we proclaim to the outsiders that we are disciples of the Lord. It is by their fruit that you shall know them. It is not just our proclamation. And the fruit of transformed lives, the fruit of souls being won into the kingdom of God, the fruit of the fact that we are using what God has given to us to serve others, touch the lives of others by our service, the spiritual gift, the talent, and all that the Lord has invested into our lives are things that are meant to declare to the world that we are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gave himself on the cross in order to serve humanity. His service to us was seen by his laying down his life for us. And therefore, as true disciples of the Lord, we equally use what God has put into our life, deposited in our life, in order to serve humanity. We bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord. Those that are in the house of the Lord, we build them to spiritual maturity, producing disciples for the Lord. Spiritual fruitfulness, remaining in the Lord, abiding in the Lord, permitting the word of the Lord remain in us. And if we do that, we bring glory to the Father. If we do that, we equally make the Father happy. We bring joy to the heart of the Father. And the Bible clearly says it is to the Father's glory that we bear much fruit. If we do that, our prayer become answered easily. If we bear much fruit, we equally come to the point that we abide in the Lord and we will not be cut off, because the Lord will not say, cut them off because they are wasting my investment. Remaining in the Lord, ensuring that there is nothing that stands between you and the Lord, because when sin comes into your life, it will cut off your relationship with the Lord. When you permit certain things to begin to come into your life, when you permit worldliness to come into your life, when you permit a self-life to come into your life, when you permit falsehood, sexual immorality, the love of the world, the love of gain, the love, when you permit your heart to become divided, these things come and stand between you and the Lord. When you permit idols to rush into your life, they stand between you and the Lord, and they will cut off your relationship with the Lord. And as they cut off your relationship with the Lord, it will be evident, it will be seen outwardly by spiritual barrenness. You will look at your life, there are no more souls being brought into the kingdom of God. You will look at your life, and then you will discover that you are no longer building, making disciples for the Lord. You will look at your life and you will discover that your life is no longer a challenge to the people around you. You will look at your life and discover that in an increasing way, serving others, touching the life of others is rather a burden to you. Something has gone wrong between you and the Lord, and you are in danger because you have become a barren believer. Let us look at the book of Luke chapter 13. We look at verse 6 to verse 9. The book of Luke chapter 13 from verse 6 to verse 9. What does the word of God say? Luke chapter 13. Remember, we are talking about spiritual fruitfulness. And we have said, if you abide, remain in the Lord, you will bear much fruit. But if you are not abiding in the Lord, you will be cut off. And when a person is cut off, it is evident there will be no fruit. From verse 6, Luke chapter 13 from verse 6. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, and I haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." He said, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, because when you plant something, you are not just planting for planting's sake, you are planting in order to have fruit. So this man went to look for fruit, but he found none. And for 3 good years, he said, for 3 years now, and that is the life of a number of people, that the Lord came the first year, found none. You were given time, one more year. He came the second year, found no fruit. He came the third year, found no fruit. And he says to the angel, cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Everybody should be asking, what is the level of my fruitfulness? All that is being invested into my life, all the teaching I have been receiving, all the prayer that people have been making for me, all that I am receiving from the Lord, what is it producing? Spiritual fruitfulness. Let's look at verse 8. "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year." Could it be that the Lord, there's somebody who is interceding for you, that you should be left alone for one more year? And the man said, "leave it alone for one more year, and I will do something." Look at If you want to be fruitful, just do what this man said he will do. You don't need to wait for anybody to do it in your life. He said, I will dig around it and I will fertilize it. Digging around your life, uprooting everything that needs to be uprooted from your life, uprooting all the things, all those idols, all those sin, all those things that are standing between you and the Lord. Digging around your life in order that this hardness, maybe along the years you have received the word, you have studied, maybe been taught the word, and the more you have been taught the word, the more you have become hardened because of disobedience. You disobey. You need to dig in around your life and repent of all those disobedience. You need to dig around your life and pull out all those sins that have become part of you. You need to dig around your life and uproot those idols that you are justifying the reason why they should be in your life. You need to dig around your life and uproot those wrong attitudes that have come into your life. You need to dig around your life and pull out your passivity. You need to dig around your life and bring an end to all selfishness in your life. You need to dig around your life and uproot that. You have suddenly become a spectator in the house of God doing nothing. You need to dig around your life and bring an end to your own concern concerning the issues of God. Dig around your life. What are the things that have come that are now around your life? What are the things that have come in and they are standing between you and the Lord so that your fruitfulness have been hindered? What are the things that have come around your life and suddenly you see you who used to be fruitful, you who used to be such a blessing to multitude, you are only talking about what you used to be and you can no longer say what is happening in your life. I don't believe that you want to be barren. And the Lord does not want you to be barren. So you need to do something because the Lord, the intercessor said, give him one more year. You have come for 3 years and found nothing, but give him one more year. And if there will be a change, there need to be a digging around your life. Bring an end to all the excuses in your life. Bring an end to the excuses, I am too busy to do anything for God. Bring an end to the excuses, I don't have time. You always have time for what is important. If anything is important to you, you set time aside for it. Bring an end to the excuses. If I speak to people, they will not listen. Just speak and leave. Let the Lord complete the word. Give out the word. You need to bring an end to the excuses. I have done this and people have not appreciated. I have done this, people have not changed. Let God do the change in people's life. Do your own part. You need to dig around your life and uproot all the laziness. You need to dig around your life and bring an end to all the hesitation, all the constantly pushing things into the future. Bring an end to all those procrastination in your life. Dig around your life and uproot the things that need to be uprooted. Destroy the hardness of your heart. Destroy the excuses. You need to dig around your life so that things can change in your life. Dig around your life for a new beginning. And then the person said, I will dig around it. It is not enough to dig around. He said, and I will fertilize it. Fertilize your life this year with the word of God. Let there be massive time spent reading the word, meditating on the word. Let there be enough time spent reading the word. Let there be enough time meditating on the word. Let there be enough time studying the word. Let there be enough time receiving teachings from the word, from Bible teachers. Let there be enough time reading Christian literature. These are some of the things that will fertilize your life. Let there be enough time in spend in the place, in the presence of the Lord, praying alone. Give time in the place of prayer. Pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for the lost. Pray for others. Pray for the church. As you spend time in the presence of the Lord praying, the Lord will transfer the ingredient for fruitfulness and implant them in your life. Let there be time. Let there be days that you have set aside to fast. Make it part of your habit. As you do that, you water the ground, water your life, and then fruit will definitely come forth. Let there be time on spiritual retreats. Let there be time. There is the fertilizing. There's the what must be put into your life in order to bring a change. I will dig around it and I will fertilize it. Why don't you just ask yourself, what will you dig around your life? Things that have become covered, things that have become permissible, things that you have allowed, it is now like the normal in your life. Dig around your life and uproot them. The secret of fruitfulness, dig around your life and uproot, pull out all the things that must be pulled out, but do not just leave it there. Fertilize your life. Fertilize your life. Read the word. Meditate on the word. Study the word. Spend time in prayer. Develop a heart of gratitude. Develop a heart that worships God. Develop a heart that can abide in the presence of the Lord. And as you abide in the presence of the Lord, if the Holy Spirit convicts you of anything, pull it out immediately. I will dig around it and I will fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, cut it down. You set out that you must bear fruit because there is a fear to be cut down. So dig around your life. Soften your heart. Maybe along the year you have become familiar with God's word, familiar with the presence of God, familiar with spiritual things. Never become familiar with God. It will bring barrenness into your life. So, abide in the Lord. Be attached to the Lord. Spend time with God. Spend time in God's word. Don't only do that, set out to plant, because there can be no fruitfulness unless a man is sowing abundantly. And the more you plant, the more you will harvest. In this first series, we have just been looking at abiding in the Lord. And we shall be looking at in our next series, abundant sowing for abundant harvest. May the Lord bless you this year and make you truly fruitful so that you may bring glory to the Father, showing yourself to be a disciple of the Lord. So that you will bring yourself to this position that your prayers are always answered. Welcome to the year of fruitfulness and welcome to the year of abundant fruitfulness. May the Lord bless you as you set out on this pathway of fruitfulness. God bless you.